Hello, Les Raymond here with the Mindful Movement. Whether you are about to enjoy one of Sarah's beautiful meditations or dive into a podcast interview, I would like to remind our community that the best way to support the Mindful Movement is to support the companies that make this happen. Sarah and I are very picky about the companies we choose to work with, and we are grateful to have the relationships we have and to share them with our listeners. You can learn more about our affiliates through our website by clicking on the Favorites tab. We are excited to have recently added Sun Lighten as an affiliate. They make state-of-the-art infrared saunas, and their founder, Connie, came on for a recent interview if you would like to listen. Our Sun Lighten sauna has been a family favorite for over a decade. Some of our most popular affiliates are the Grounding Mats from Ultimate Longevity, which we sleep on every night, and the Apollo Neuro, which Sarah is now wearing daily to help manage stress. When you support these brands, you in turn are supporting the Mindful Movement and helping Sarah and I continue to devote our time to this passion. Whether you check out these companies or not, I just want to say thanks again and reiterate how grateful Sarah and I both are for all of the support over the years. I hope you enjoy the episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you for joining me on the Mindful Movement podcast today, everybody. I am grateful to have Aaron Bigelow from Amp Coil. Aaron, thanks for joining me, man.
Well, thank you. A lot of gratitude being here with all the wonderful things going on around us in the world. It's nice to know that we can shed some light, hopefully in some dark places, and see what we can do to help humanity.
That sounds great. So first, I'd like to tell you, I remember the moment where I was in a really rough time in my life. It was post-Lyme diagnosis, went through, had the bullseye, antibiotics, all kinds of nutritional counseling, feeling like I was trying everything, feeling like I had been officially failed by the medical industrial complex that didn't seem to have any tool in their toolkit for me. And my wife came downstairs and said, I think your amp coil arrived. And tears just came out. Like, I remember, just uncontrollable. I was so happy to have an opportunity to try something that I thought was going to help. And it's kind of like one of those life before you get the amp coil and life after you get the amp coil. So I'm very thankful to you for whatever you had to put into this creation to allow it to come to fruition.
Well, thank you. And it's more of a kind of divinely guided thing, if you believe in that sort of thing. And I like to say I was one of the fortunate people to be bit by a Lyme tick. And I say that because I believe there is a gift in the so-called disease. And anytime I talk to people that are wondering if this is going to be the thing that's going to take them over the edge with whatever their health issue is, especially if they've been on the journey for a while, that's the first question I ask them is, have you found a gift in your so-called disease yet? And it's amazing. The ones that already have an answer for that, or at least are thinking that way, their healing process changes dramatically and quite fast. And so I don't know if you went through that yourself.
It's funny you say that, Aaron. I remember, so there's this beautiful meadow next to our property, and I go out there and do what my neighbors probably think ridiculous things to get my feet on the ground and get in the sun. And I think I know the day that I had like completed a workout, and I just like lay down in this meadow and only had the shorts on, nothing else, just had the solar panels open, if you will. And the next day I got this sudden sick to my stomach feeling, This was on a Monday. And then Thursday, I was getting massage that day. And I had felt bad all week. And the massage therapist said, did you hurt your leg? And like, I knew right away. She's like, you have a mark on your leg. I was like, is it a bullseye? And there was like a pause. And she said, yes. And I like popped up and I knew. I was like, get me to urgent care. I need to get antibiotics in. And it took a long time. And I'm one to go out in, I have a nice backyard area and woods, and I use it a lot. And I never hesitated to just go out barefoot and do my thing. It's like my sanctuary, my playground.
Sure.
And there was a while there where it was like a kid playing the floor is lava game. Like I would go to the edge of the landscaping pavers and the grass would be there and there was this fear. And then, mm-hmm. you know, eventually I got back where I'd go to that spot in the meadow with gratitude and seeing that gift. And now I'll comfortably go to these areas. And now I'm not even afraid of getting bit again.
Yeah. Yeah. Nor am I. Yeah. I think I've been bit multiple times. I shouldn't say spend too much time. I enjoy spending a lot of time out in nature. And one of the interesting things that you mentioned before we dive deeper into this that I think is also very relevant is you mentioned fear. And, you know, fear is in all of us. And I don't know if most of your listeners have heard the acronym, what FEAR actually stands for. False evidence appearing real. And I bring that up because I think we all go through that as well, where we let that overtake us. And if we really look at what the fear is, it's a lot of times something we've made up. And, you know, I look at this journey and I'm grateful that I've been on this as long as I have. You know, I first probably got bit 20 years ago, and it was so bad in my journey that I had doctors tell me and my oldest daughter, who also had it, that we should probably get our affairs in order because we probably weren't going to make it. That's how bad it was. And that's where, you know, necessity becomes the mother of invention. And when I say I was lucky to be bit, that I was the right person to be bit, I know that's real because I was already developing similar types of technologies. I've been in this kind of bioenergetic health world now for 30 years. And just over 10 years ago, when we started developing the first AmpCoil, it was really a result of necessity because the things that we'd been involved in, all the people I'd been around throughout the world, after spending close to $500,000 just keeping ourselves alive, we realized there wasn't anything really precise enough or powerful enough to go after these so-called mystery diseases. And so fortunately, we realized after putting all the right tools together that we could develop something that hopefully would help anybody from the comfort of their own home. And so we basically realized that we could modify a Tesla coil. You know, most of your listeners are probably familiar with what a Tesla coil is. And no, it's not the guy who makes the cars. That's always when I know where somebody is in their journey, if I mention a Tesla, oh yeah, he's the guy that makes the cars, right? Well, you know, he came 100 years plus after Mikhail Tesla. And I like to call him the godfather of electricity and free electricity. And so we basically took a Tesla coil and modified it, made sure that it was wound this perfect way that would interact with the body, worked on it for years, knew it needed to be bound with copper. And copper, for those who don't know, is considered to be the best conductivity for the body to heal. And we knew it had to be super powerful. And so we started off putting into an amplifier. And if those that have been around technology can imagine, the first version of it was like the size of like a chest of drawers, or, you know, something of, or like a giant workbench. And the amplifier would blow out every month or two. We're like, well, this isn't duplicatable. And all of a sudden, we had an epiphany moment with another engineer I knew who said, well, if you put these two pieces together, this is what's going to be your outcome. And it was like that lightning rod moment. And that was just over 10 years ago. And we then were able to put it into a case that you could travel with on the airplane, and knew that it had to be powerful enough to where it could go intracellular and pass the blood-brain barrier, which we were able to achieve. And so people look at the amplifier and don't think much of it, but if you were to hook it up to a nice set of concert speakers, you would hear it 10 blocks away. So that's how much power is in there. And we knew we needed to generate that much power to really go after these bugs. And another thing that I've probably, like yourself, I've learned more about this than I ever wanted to know, as far as this little tick. And these things are smart enough to hide in the back of your brain in the thick part of the skull where they don't think anything can get to them. So people that get neurological Lyme, which is a majority of us, a lot of times the way they don't think they get better is there just aren't things out there that can penetrate at that level. Well, this has the ability to do so. And the body loves it while it's happening. So we knew the other piece that was missing was some sort of analysis so we could determine which frequencies the body needed in real time. And most of us have played whack-a-mole, you know, whether it's Lyme or any other chronic autoimmune or mystery disease, you know, we try this, then we try that, we try this, we try that. And that's when we end up spending, you know, whatever left we have in our bank account and borrowing from friends and family to keep ourselves alive. And so we developed the voice analysis program, which 10 years ago, a lot of people thought, well, how is that even possible? You know, a lot of us aren't aware that our government now uses voice analysis for lie detector tests. And the most effective, I would say, assessment for COVID, of all things, was voice analysis. And that was done in Israel, and they had the best success rate. So this technology has been around, but it just really hadn't been used to determine which frequency to put back in the body. And so when we did that, that was a game changer. Now we have a target that we can go after and basically neutralize anything that's in the body. And for those that, you know, need this simplified, it's like getting the right frequency into the body, bringing the body back to a point to where, if you think of a tuning fork, we're tuning that body back to a place where the vibration in your body is as if you were in nature. And when you're in that ideal vibration in nature, our body also being like a fish tank, we get to that point where the pH is just about right in the body, where these parasitic pathogenic activities just no longer have a home. And so people always ask me, well, you know, what does it take to get there? And in most cases, people do a session. If they're symptomatic, we're going to know in that first session if it's already being effective. They will notice a difference if they're symptomatic. And then, you know, from that point, it's anywhere from weeks to, in most cases, no more than a few months before somebody feels like they're better than before they even thought they were sick. So it's been an exciting journey. You know, we're 10 years into this. We're fortunate that we're in 50 states and over 20 countries, and total grassroots movement, all word of mouth. And I'll just say, before you start asking questions, the other thing that I like to say to people is the thing that keeps people better with this is sharing with others. So it's like the second I started to feel better, I knew I needed to reach out and help a neighbor. And that's how this started. And the first neighbor that we helped over 10 years ago has been with us ever since as part of our staff, and has helped thousands of people get their lives back. And this was again, someone that was told she wasn't going to live much longer. So it's been an exciting ride, and I know we're just getting started.
Well, that's so great. Sure. Thanks you have for questions. Sharing that. Yeah, I have a lot of questions. When you say help a neighbor, I mean, something that I find very gratifying, very fulfilling, is when I have somebody use the amp coil for the first time, and you can kind of watch them go through that experience, and when they come out of it, like what they have to say, like, and you, it's like, because your work, you know, I work in a gym, and it's interesting. Okay. A lot of the tools, it's really like the body just using this tool to create some kind of mechanical stress that they're responding mm-hmm. to. But we have a couple of unique tools that I say teach better than my words, if you would. Mm-hmm. Like, the tool does its job. You just need a little time on it. Let it do its thing, and you're going to figure it out because of mm-hmm. the environment the tool puts you in. And it's kind of like that. Like, I can't really describe to someone what they're going to feel or experience.
Sure.
But they'll just build a little, there'll be a relationship born in that moment between the amp coil and the person. And you could just kind of see it on their face. Like, you could see yeah. they've gone through something, and it's neat. It's cool to watch. And mm-hmm. Not, you know, I don't know what else I could really replicate that with. And it's great. So you mentioned your listeners probably know what a Tesla coil is. I don't know about that. Honestly, I have held the Tesla coil. I don't know what it is. I can't explain what a Tesla coil is. Can you mm-hmm. give us Tesla coil 101?
I'm going to keep it very rudimentary, because if I go into the deep science of this, which is not really my background anyway, we have great engineers that have helped put these things together. But basically, it is a coil. I don't know if you have yours, your amp coil next to you, but it is... the easiest way to describe it is, where do I want to start with this? It's something that has the ability to generate enough power in a small space that it's going to create a magnetic pull. And as it starts to do that, it's going to change the frequency in the area. So for us, when we use our coil backed up by the amplifier and you put it on your body, it's going to penetrate 4 feet in every direction because of the amount of magnetic energy that it's putting out. And again, I mentioned earlier that we've got to do this in a way to where it's powerful enough to go intracellular and pass the blood-brain barrier. And I won't go into microteslas and all that, because that's going to confuse a lot of people. But we were able to put enough power in this to where we could basically supercharge anybody in a matter of minutes. And the ratio that we've used is just enough for the body to be able to intake it into the cells to where it can handle it without being overwhelmed. And
is the frequency that's coming off of it, Aaron, is that PEMF? That's
correct. There's a form of PMF built into this, along with Rife frequencies, and then our own intellectual frequencies that we put into it. So it's all, you know, the PMF field is basically the pulse that's coming from the coil. And there's a lot of PMF units out there. Ours is specific because we are sending an oscillating wave that's coming through and more harmonious to the body to help it heal. It's not like a jackhammer.
And that's different than, I know there's a sound component too. So
yes.
that's different than the sound. So I tried to explain it to somebody once, and I was like, I think it's a sound wave riding on a pulsed electromagnetic mm-hmm. field. And like,
that's correct.
I don't know if that's, yeah, oh, it
yeah,
is. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That is correct. And most of what we're giving to the body is not audible, even though it's super powerful. It's becoming at such a low hertz range where a lot of these bugs hide that you don't even hear it, but it's like death defying to them.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And so when you put the coil, we always like to tell people, if possible, put it right over your heart, because your heart's your most powerful transmitter. A lot of people don't even realize that. And so that's like a superconductor. And, you know, because it penetrates 4 feet in every direction, you're in basically enveloping the whole body.
So the coil itself is, because it's like wrapped up, you don't really see the metal. It's just a copper wire that's wound over and over.
Correct.
Real tight.
Correct.
And that yep. allows, like, what? So I understand. So copper conducts electricity. What's the significance of it wound up like that? Is that amplify power, or
yes,
what is
well,
that?
And a certain vibration.
Okay. I actually want to take a few steps back. You mentioned that you and your daughter were suffering quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can I ask, like, what that looked like a little bit for you?
Ooh.
What was your version of that? Or
sure. Yeah. I mean, it was horrifying. You know, it's one thing when it happens to you and you think you're going nuts. But when you see your little daughter, you know, at the time she was maybe two or three, we didn't really know what was going on with her. And I wasn't even properly diagnosed at that point. And so, you know, we were trying everything. She could not, you know, go to school. She could barely eat anything. There was maybe two or three things she could eat on a regular basis that she didn't get sick from. And when we went on this journey, it was really all about her. I was like, I'm going to find a way for her. I wasn't even thinking about myself. And, you know, over the last several years, it's amazing the transformation she's made. I mean, we got to a point to where, you know, almost surrendering when we kind of dialed in the way the AMPFO could really work effectively. She'd been using it for maybe 6 months at that time. And she got into this, at this point, she was maybe 8, 9 years old. And I'll never forget the defining day when I knew she was really doing well. She got into this trend of eating Takis. I don't know if what you know what Takis
oh,
are.
Oh yeah, I have a teenage boy. I know what Takis
okay,
are.
Okay, yeah.
Never ate one, but I've read the ingredients too many times.
Yeah. Super spicy, terrible for you, junk food. But anyway, long story short, she goes, "Dad, you'll never believe it. I just ate a huge bag of Takis, and guess what? I feel great." And I thought, I was horrified for a second again, but then I went, oh my gosh, you must really be doing okay. But you know, at the same time, honey, we're not going to be having Takis every day now. So it was a defining moment that she was able to get to that point, you know, really did in her mind kind of live again. And, you know, I'm grateful every day since then when I look at her and just think, oh my gosh, you know, Bella and myself probably wouldn't be here. And, you know, this is, you know, a huge gift that we were able to not only develop for our own family, but again, to help our fellow neighbors and friends. And it's nice that, you know how simple this is to use.
Yeah.
My youngest daughter started using this when she was maybe 5 or 6 and could go and set up the whole thing by herself. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting that we can help out on that level.
Yeah, my current staple with it is my wife Sarah and I are using it together. So basically every morning she'll go down. She's the earlier riser typically, and she'll go down and make coffee. I still contribute. I roast the coffee. She brews the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sit in bed. Our bedroom is full of plants. Like you probably see, I got a bunch of plants, but my wife is obsessed with house plants. Our bedroom probably has, and I like building things out of wood. So I have like wood structures everywhere. Mm-hmm. And wherever there's a wood, there's like tons of plants on it.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit in bed, we open the window and it faces east and the sun comes in and we drink our coffee and we run some kind of nourishing journey. So we just start our day with the amp coil and coffee, sitting up in bed, looking at, like, no exaggeration, we probably have like 50 plants in our bedroom.
Love it.
So it's a nice
good
setting
for you.
And then, you know, and sometimes you will get distracted. Sometimes we'll have meeting conversations, but it's like before the stress of the day and the life situation stuff and the activities and the to-do list, it's like you're just getting the nervous system kind of tuned up and in a happy place.
Yeah.
And it's like this gentle, gentle start of the day that we both just crave now. And then once in a while, I'll use it a second time in the day if I'm taking a little power nap or something. But like every day, it's in our routine. And it's funny you mentioned like the right power or the right type of frequency. I remember before I got the amp coil, I was introduced to a PMF device. I was going to a local clinic where they had like a membership program. Mm-hmm. You'd pay like for the year and you'd go a couple times a week. And it was a very high-end piece of equipment and mm-hmm. very elaborate, very expensive. It was like 40 grand plus. Mm-hmm. And I would lay on it and it was jolting.
Like, I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Eventually I would like relax, but there was an intensity to it that did not feel nourishing.
Correct.
It felt like I was under attack. And eventually I got a positive effect. And it's one of the reasons I was looking for PEMF devices, because at the time my immune system was reacting in a way where I had a rash all over mm-hmm. my body, head to toe. And I could lay in this device, and after an hour, my rash was significantly reduced to the point where I had to take before and after pictures to make people believe. Mm-hmm. Because when you think of a rash, you don't think of it as being able to change so much so fast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I had this like cool barometer of what would help me, because my rash would fluctuate that fast. So it would really help. And it would hold for like a few hours and then it would rage back again. But it made me think about what's going on here. And one thing that I noticed with the amp coil, it's like what that machine did with brute force, the amp mm-hmm. coil does with like finesse.
Yeah.
And it's it's so inviting. Like at first you don't even notice. It takes a few minutes to even mm-hmm. notice. And then you're just like in it. And then you're like, oh, this is nice. And then 10 minutes later, you're like, you're just a different person than you were when you hit play. It's like you've shifted towards homeostasis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, as you're saying that, so first off, I want to mention your plants. So the plants in your room and the plants in your backdrop, you know, it's great having plants around. And we didn't even know we were doing an experiment when we first opened our headquarters location 10 years ago. I probably bought about 20 plants. And most of them were maybe a little bit bigger than the ones in your backdrop. And all of a sudden, you know, we had 3 or 4 amp coils going in there, you know, all day long for a while. And the plants were getting huge.
Oh, no kidding. That's funny.
Yeah. And I was like, what is going on? And I'm like, I'm not even that great with plants, you know, and, you know, I was watering kind of normally. And then the woman that would come in and actually start to take care of the plants, she was blown away. She's like, I know exactly what's going on. And she's like, I've never seen this before. And, you know, that amount of energy, it loves it. It's that calming, healing nutrient that, you know, allows the plants to grow at a significant rate. And actually, I know I have a video somewhere that shows in a 24-hour period what happens to plants if you run the right frequencies through the amp coil.
Well, interesting.
So it's pretty exciting to see that transformation, because again, it goes back to nature.
Yeah, I know our dogs gravitate towards it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cats even more. They will zonk
out.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll get close to it, and then they just go into like super deep relaxation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and since you brought up, you know, how much you use it, one of the common questions I get is, well, gosh, how often am I going to have to use this? I'm like, it's not a have to. I go, once you've done this after a couple times, again, if you're symptomatic, you're going to want to do it. It's like going in. Yeah, it's a get to. And, you know, that's why I'm fortunate to say this is one of those rare technologies that somebody buys that very rarely ends up in their closet.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest investments of my life. At the time that I bought it, couldn't really afford it. You know, when you don't have your health, you don't have the same value of money.
Yeah,
you know, you really start to value health more when it gets taken from you. And I remember I think we just put it on a credit card. I was like, I really don't mm-hmm. care about the debt right now. I just want to feel better. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the best things ever done. And so that was, I think we've had ours for 4 years-ish. And mm-hmm. So I wonder, I should do the math of what like the per use was, but like I use it It's yeah, you're right. It's like, when do I get to use it? How can I fit it more in my schedule? It's definitely not a like some kind of chore.
Yeah, another thing that that people don't always look at, but when you think of kind of return on your investment, we had another woman that worked for us for quite a few years, and she had some accounting background. And so she tracked what she was spending on supplements and sessions and going to doctors and all that every year for her Lyme disease before she started working with us. And she was spending about $2,500 a month.
Oh, wow.
Just keep, you know, not many people obviously can afford that, but that's what she was doing just to kind of keep herself maintained. And then when she bought an amp coil and realized, you know, return on investment, she decided to stop everything else she was doing completely. Not recommending that that's what people do, but, you know, if there are things you don't have to be on, it's a great experiment. And that's what she did. So, and she financed it. So she was making $150 a month payments on the device, and she couldn't believe how much more effective that was, spending just that each month as opposed to what she was doing before. And now she realizes she's paid off her device and she's not having to spend any of this extra money on all those other things.
Yeah, it's funny too. Like, I know I've gotten in this trap a lot where you get carried away with the supplements. Like, you...
Oh, yeah. It's easy.
The line gets really blurry. You don't know. You lose sight of which ones are the ones mm-hmm. that are helping, and mm-hmm. you don't know which ones are working against you. And there's so many variables.
Yep.
And there's so much crap in some yep. of these supplements too, that you could have one mm-hmm. little thing in one of your supplements yep. that's having a negative effect, some kind of gut irritant or whatever. And
been there.
Yeah, and you have, and you're spending times. A lot of money, and you keep yeah. adding more to try to fix yeah. what the one is doing, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
and it's hard to, you feel like tethered to it, and you mm-hmm. to your cabinet with them all, and it's yeah. hard. It's hard to like get a fresh start, take time off, reevaluate mm-hmm. one at a time, and I've definitely am guilty of that. So let's talk about technology a little bit more. So
sure,
there's an amp. So the main box has an amp, just like a speaker amp. So that's putting mm-hmm. out power. And then it mm-hmm. has the coil. So mm-hmm. it's sending the power through the coil. The coil is emitting this this like field. Aura, this field
yep. Yep.
that you sit in and or plants mm-hmm. Sit in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like recipes or the menu. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So it comes with yes. a tablet for the people listening. The user interface is basically like... a tablet, like mm-hmm. the one I have is a Samsung basic tablet. It gets set. Mm-hmm. It has all your software embedded mm-hmm. in it. And for the most part, I use, in the past, I've used other things, but for the most part, I use these, I guess they're called the nourishing journey. So things yes, like sure. basic nutrition, tuning up the mm-hmm. organs. What's another one? The Hormone Harmony is a personal mm-hmm. favorite for my wife mm-hmm. and I. And then if I'm taking like a power nap, I'll do like the Relax All or something.
Sure. Yeah.
So in these recipes, or you call them journeys? What do you call them?
Journeys. Yes.
Journeys. Okay. In the journeys, it's basically like a collection of frequencies that are designed to harmonize with those systems or parts of our body where the frequencies are just matching the inherent frequencies that those parts or systems hold or run
Correct.
On.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. So that being said, I'll take it back to music, because that's something all of us can relate to. So a lot of people don't know, unless they're a musician, almost any musician knows this, that if you're going to write a love song, is going to speak to the heart, you're going to write it in 432 hertz. And that is a frequency that you just cannot go wrong. That harmony sings to the body. And it basically melts the heart. And so, you know, that's kind of a basis of which we use as well. Because when you are putting together journeys, we know there are certain frequencies that are going to cause a reaction, going back to that tuning fork analogy. And there's a Hertz range, the lower you go, the more the body tends to benefit from that. When we look at, you know, people say, well, gosh, I thought EMFs are bad for you. Well, they are once they hit a certain range. And, you know, the ones that really do well with the EMCOIL consistently are making sure they're only in these fields in this range. People that still have Wi-Fi on, you know, I understand in today's world it may be hard to not use it during the day, but those who turn it off at night and basically have almost no other electromagnetic fields around them that are negative, because most of the rest of them are, you know, whether it's a cell tower, whether it's a smart meter, Wi-Fi, when you can eliminate those things and just work within the frequency range that something like the EMCOIL admits, it's like your body being played beautiful music all the time. And so those are the ranges which we work in.
And these are consistent across people and even like species, like,
oh, 100%.
So does like a dog's liver vibrate or whatever at the same frequency ours does? Or,
you know, I wouldn't say exact in a dog, but probably very similar. Yeah, I can't say that we've studied enough to know for sure, but pets definitely benefit from running the same journeys as we do. Could it be slightly different because of their physical makeup? Probably.
Is there overlap? Like, I would assume there's only so many frequencies. Like, is there overlap where a certain frequency can tune a body part, but also you might have a microorganism that is operating on that same frequency that you don't want? Or
great question. So this basically is going to the body, when you think of, you mentioned nourish, this is all nourishing, and the body's going to take what it needs and leave everything else behind. So the frequencies that we're sending are harmonious to the body, unless you're doing like a detox journey, which is in there, and you're overdoing it. And then you
I've done that.
Yeah, which we would call a Herxheimer response, which is basically die off. So, you know, fortunately, we've built, as you know, the program in a way to where if you overdo it, there's even a Herx help button in there in nutrition. And basically what that does, it helps re-energize the body if you feel like you're being kicked to the curb because there's too much die off. So, you know, that is another big part of what we offer is great coaching, so people know kind of how to layer the approach to go into this.
Right. And for listeners, I guess die off is just, I guess you always have things dying in your body because there's bajillions or whatever of these microorganisms, and they have their natural life cycles, and many of them are short, where they're just replicating.
Correct.
And every couple of weeks, you know, they're making babies or whatever, and they're dying off, and the parts that they're made of get released into the body. And I guess there's, I don't know if toxin is the right word for that, but there's parts of that stuff that needs to be like cleaned out.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a burden. And then if you upregulate the rate, you know, the rate in which they're dying because you're trying to kill stuff, you could feel, even though you're moving in a overall positive direction, you could feel otherwise. You could feel like you have an increased temporary burden of, you know, crap just in the body that your body's trying to work through. And you could only get rid of a certain amount at a time. So you want to...
That's correct.
And I think there's a lot of individual variability to that. Like, I've known some people that can handle a lot of antimicrobial stuff and it's like the more the better, and then you know maybe they're just have you know higher motility, or maybe whatever it is, their pathways are more open.
The pathways are a big part of it.
So like there's only so many ways to get stuff out, so if you're pushing faster than you can get it out, then you don't feel good.
Yeah, with that, you know, we have, as you're aware, we have a 30-day program in there. And we did a 30-day detox program. So people can actually build up their immune system while they're going through this process in a more measured approach. And that tends to be effective for anybody, especially if they know they're really toxic.
Yeah, I've run that course a few times over the years. One of the reasons I run that general detox where it's like 30 steps or whatever,
yep,
is because I just don't know what to do with the detailed cleanse. It's like
it can be overwhelming.
I haven't taken advantage of the advice from the company. And every time I call the Amcoil, they're great. The service is great, and everybody there seems to use them and know, and they have good advice. Mm-hmm. I just haven't taken advantage of it. Part of that's probably me being hard-headed or whatever. But that general detox, it's a time commitment because you're spending a month or two going through it, but it's been really useful. Yep. And I feel like you can modulate the rate that you're going at really well if you're going too fast or whatever. But that brings me to a question. You mentioned this voice analysis. So when you're talking about, you know, there's a separate cleanse section where you could choose from dozens and dozens, you know, maybe even hundreds, a lot of different things that you could go after, especially if you know what to go after. And I've used that a little bit, but I feel like it's a little willy-nilly. I'm not really sure the best way to use that component.
Yeah. Well, I'll simplify that for you and try and keep it real simple, especially since most of your users have no idea what we're talking about. But basically what we've done is when you go into the cleanse part of it, which is kind of the parasitic pathogenic activity, you're going to look at numbers that are 85 and above. And if you see things that are 85 and above, our recommendation is to do a session and have that be the focal point for 4 days in a row. And what we found is that it also is cleaning up anything near it in its path as well. So a lot of these bugs kind of operate at a similar frequency, which we spoke about earlier. So you're going to most likely catch them in the net during that 4 day period. And then you're going to go back and retest and see what's still there. And that is the other approach. You know, the 30 day program that you talked about is an easy one if you don't want to have to think about it and don't want to have to feel like you're kind of playing whack-a-mole. That's where the 30 day approach is a great way to go. Both will eventually get you there.
So you do and one of the things that I do think that's made hard for me, the voice analysis, I don't use much. And maybe because I just don't know how to do it, but I'll use it and I'll see. And there might be multiple things that look high.
Sure.
There might be a few items. Yeah. And I don't know how to choose from those. And then if I do it again the next day, I might get slightly different. I get different answers. So I'm like, well.
Yeah.
It seems like a bit of a snapshot in time. So what's going on with the voice print? Like what's happening?
Sure. Again, I'll try and keep it simple because this, you know, not everybody's been exposed to this. So the voice print, when I'm speaking, every tone that comes out of my mouth is in a frequency range. And so we're able to catalog that and through machine learning, be able to determine every tone that comes out of your mouth, you know, may vibrate at like rickettsia, for example. And so we put that into the matrix. And so when you do a minute voice print, you know, go through that process, you're going to get a very accurate readout of what your body needs in real time. Now, it can change over time, but the thing that is consistent is you're still going to see a majority of the things that are long-term issues continue to pop up in the higher range until you deal with them. Okay, so if you test it a day or two later, yes, you're going to have slightly different readings, but you're still going to see the same general makeup and most likely go after the same thing. I'll walk you through that offline so you can get a better sense of that.
And you recommend basically working it on one thing at a time?
Yeah, maybe two or three most.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just because, again, you'll overwhelm the body otherwise.
And you said four days in a row. Are those... Mm-hmm. consecutive days you recommend, or do you?
Yeah, I mean, not everybody's going to be able to do consecutive days just due to lifestyle or whatever, but you know, if you're getting through the 4 days in 5 or 6 days, you're still going to achieve the goal. You just don't, once you start on that, you don't want to back off really.
So the voice print is basically taking to hear if the frequency of a particular pathogen or whatever is present in your voice. So if that pathogen is active right now, it will be reflected in your voice.
Correct. Yeah, and it'll give a numerical value depending on, you know, how strong it's reacting in that moment.
Gotcha. So how does that work with, like, the nutrition and the organs? So when something shows up high in your voice print under organ, does that mean that organ is active, which is an indication of being under stress or working hard? Or
It tends to be a stress response.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and it's been amazing to watch this process roll out, because as we're continuing to do this, you can see the people that not only choose to jump in with this with both feet, because I mean, I see people that come in, their heads down, they're super white, they just don't look healthy. They're, you know, just don't have much energy to get through the day. And I'll see them a month or two later, and they've, you know, followed our instructions, and I'll see them at the supermarket, and I won't even recognize them. It's that different. And the frequency in their voice is far different. I've been doing this so long, I can talk to somebody, and usually in 30 seconds, if I talk to somebody, I can tell how sick they are without doing a voice analysis. So that's how in tune you can get to realizing the frequency in your voice.
That's interesting.
It's all vibration.
Yeah, everything is. If you look close enough, it's just a bunch of vibrating information. It's mostly empty space. The closer you look at stuff, the more you realize there's not much there.
And you mentioned, you know, as far as the magnetics of this, when you look at how these bugs populate, again, not a lot of people are aware of what happens on a full moon. A full moon is when these bugs come out and hatch. So we have full moon journeys in there, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Yeah, I've used those.
And and that keeps you from going nuts and basically helps, I'll just say, stop the population from reproducing. And it's fascinating, if you were to ever talk to somebody who works in a mental institution, they'll tell you that they sedate or time a lot of their patients down during a full moon because they're aware of this phenomenon of what happens.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Why do you think that is?
Why does it happen?
Yeah.
It's the magnetic pull. It's, you know, the magnetic pull of the moon. I mean, that it's like one giant metal ball. You know, the amount of magnetism that comes off the moon is, you know, you hear people talking about howling at the moon. You know, it's putting out a certain frequency that causes the body, if it's out of balance, to almost feel like you've got like electric shock running through you.
I never thought of the moon as a big metal ball. I guess it is. I look at it and I think it's a ball of chalk.
That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Interesting. That's silly. Sometimes I've heard another theory too, and I don't know if there's any truth to this, but on the full moon, when there's more light out, essentially, that because we need darkness as a signal for serotonin to continue its pathway to melatonin, that under full moon, more serotonin winds up circulating and not traveling down that pathway. And some of these microbes, I don't know if they eat it or thrive on it or it affects them, but have some relationship to the increased serotonin levels that are temporarily floating around our body.
I think that's very accurate. I've never heard it articulated that way, but it totally makes sense to me based on my understanding.
Now, personally, I find myself be more affected, like, or at least feel like I'm more affected by the milieu of my inner workings by the new moon, which
got it. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what's that about? Because shouldn't it be the opposite? And I don't know if there's, you know, if that means it's just this different set of microorganisms that are working the flip side of that equation.
It is, and I can feel effects on the new moon as well, but the full moon by far outweighs what happens in the new moon for me.
Yeah, and I've heard people talk about the psychiatric institution phenomenon, whatever. Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder how many of these people just
are riddled with parasites.
Are riddled, yeah. You know, like it's like in the chronic illness world. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so much like basic gut dysfunction.
Oh, listen, we could have a whole separate podcast on that one. And, you know, we haven't even touched on that, but I will just say the bioterrain of the body is everything. And, you know, the Amquil has this unique ability, when we talk about the tuning fork again, to balance out the bioterrain in a way that I've never seen otherwise. You know, people that have candida, you know, fungus, whatever it may be that's, you know, overgrowth in their gut, it's really, really hard to deal with diet alone, usually, if it's off. And so, you know, we're very fortunate that the Amquil is powerful and precise enough, if you know what to deal with, to take care of that. And in ways that you may not get to the finish line otherwise.
Right. The other component that I think is, you know, I think probably a lot of the benefit that people get is just allowing your body to calm down. So it's not like maybe this specific, get this bug. It's like there's already an inner wisdom. The body's always trying to heal. Like it knows how to heal. People heal from stuff all day. Like whether you stub your toe, you get a splinter, you break your arm. I mean, I had a client, it was a lacrosse player that had a fracture in his collarbone in a way where I looked at the x-ray and it didn't make sense that they didn't need to reposition it. I mean, it was, you know, two bones overlapping in weird angles and they just put him in a sling. And I was like, how could that be enough? And the, you know, the kid was just like a 6-year-old kid. He's like, I don't know, this is what the doctor told me to do. But like no cast, no resetting. And then several months later, I saw the follow-up x-ray and like, it's as if it never happened. Like there is an inner wisdom that put these bones back together in a way that didn't look physically possible, but the body does it. And I think such a big part of that is just having that parasympathetic state supported so that the body believes that it's not in such a fight, that it believes that it is a good time to heal. It believes that it could allocate its resources accordingly for whatever is going on, whether it's a parasite or whatever. And one thing the Amquil consistently does for me is it facilitates a like calm state of the nervous system.
It's down regulating your nervous system. And when you're able to do that, then the body can heal. And most people that end up with these mystery diseases or chronic autoimmune things, they're in fight or flight most of the time.
Yeah,
constant if not stress. All the time.
Yeah, I've been there. Something that's also interesting to that, like one thing I know is common in the Lyme sphere was you know, when people recount when they got sick, you know, a lot of it I don't think really is associated with when they got bit. Like I think you could have something dormant for a long time. One thing that you'll hear is that their flare, their sickness started around the time of some major stressful event.
Yep.
And you know, that just can't be a coincidence. Like that has something to do with it.
It's not. The mental emotional component of this is massive. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that the Amquil is a tool and it may be the most powerful tool in your toolbox. It's like the jackhammer. And it can be many other tools too, depending on how you use it. But when you use this, then, and if you're dealing with the mental emotional issues concurrently, you can actually get somewhere. If you're trying to deal with the mental emotional issues and you're not taking care of this at the same time at this level, that's a long, arduous road that most people just don't get to the finish line from. And I'm bringing this up because my favorite docs when I first started in this business 30 years ago said our mental emotional issues are stored in our tissues. And so anything unresolved will tend to stay stuck in the body, trauma response. And I can say without a doubt that you could have 10 people bet and you could have 8 of them have almost no stress in their life and really deal with, you know, life in a way that we all want to benefit from and not show symptoms. And the other two, for whatever reason, a lot of times they just haven't dealt with their stuff, more often than not, they're going to stay constantly sick and it's going to manifest pretty fast because these ticks love chaos. So if there's chaos in the body, it's time to party for them. So our whole goal is to stop the chaos.
It's definitely important to take the mental and emotional aspect of your life. You can't ignore that going through any kind of healing process.
Yeah. And to take it one step further, you know, we talk about mental health. All of us have toxic relationships on some level. And that's one of the first things I ask somebody. I go, have you dealt with the toxic relationships in your life? And when they do, man, the healing starts at a massive level. When they don't, again, that's a long run.
Yeah, a lot of people, I don't think, realize how they are affected by those things. And it's a tough sell for some people. I mean, I was talking to my father recently about getting some therapy, and he's in a rough place right now. And it's just like, you know, what could they possibly tell me? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, you get well practiced at thinking about mm-hmm. things the way that you think about them. And of course, then, you know, there's inertia there that's hard to overcome for some people. But it is real. Like the things of your past mm-hmm. play a big role in whatever physical manifestation you're dealing with.
You and know, you're 100%. only as sick as your secrets.
Oh, that's good. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. My wife talks a lot about, like, I know I've in my past dealt with a lot of like guilt and shame and really crappy frequencies to be living on. And mm-hmm. she talks about secrecy, you know, the secrecy that's associated with shame. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's big. Shame is like a really tough thing to deal with. And it's just part of the human experience. And for some people, they struggle it with more than others. And mm-hmm. letting go of stuff can be really easy for some people and really challenging for others. Everybody's different. One thing I wanted to mention to the listeners that I thought that AmpCoil as an organization does really well, that I think is really important. And I think it's even more important because of, you know, there is a commitment to getting an AmpCoil, to bring one into your house, and then it will change your house. It changes everybody's life in the house. And neighbors, but you know, it could be, it's not a small investment. I mean, for some people, I'm sure it is, but you guys create a network where people can find someone nearby that has one.
Yes.
And
yes.
contact them to do a demonstration and to get a trial. And I think that is excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. In most cases, it's 30 minutes to an hour from where anybody lives, at least in the United States.
Yeah, so I've been contacted a few times, and it's funny, when I first contacted AmpCoil to get a demo, you guys gave me the contact to someone, and they weren't too far away, they were about an hour, but the conversation mm-hmm. I had with the person about getting a demo was enough. Mm-hmm. I never went to get the demo. Yeah. I was like,
it's like family, it really is, you know, and I'm fortunate that I was never an addict, but I actually, to support somebody else close to me, I went to Al-Anon. And, you know, I'm bringing this up because I was amazed at the organization. And one of the things that, if anybody's gone through AA or Al-Anon, you know, it's really about helping another person on whatever level. A lot of times it's yourself, but it's also reaching out and helping the person next to you that's needs, that isn't quite there yet. And so what we really foster within our AmpCoil community is once you start to get better using the AmpCoil, then we believe it's your duty to share it with others. And that's what I believe has happened when, you know, for example, when you talk to this first person about a demo, you know, they just already inherently know that givers gain. The ones who give back are going to continue to gain in their own lives. Yeah, and sure. So that's really, you know, the path that we encourage. And the ones who stay on that path, I mean, they're thriving like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it's the success stories are amazing. Every year, we do a stand-up paddleboard trip around Lake Tahoe, and it's for Lyme disease. And the first year that I went to do it, we had just developed the first version of the AmpCoil. I could barely paddle more than a couple hundred yards. I've been an avid elite paddler before that. And I said to a friend of mine, I'm going to paddle around Lake Tahoe within 6 months. It's almost 80 miles. And she said, I'll join you. And this woman had almost sailed around the world by herself. So I said, okay, this is a good candidate to join me. And we did this trip. This was, gosh, about 10 years ago now. And we finished it in 4 days. This was almost 6 months to the date of starting to use the AmpCoil myself. And then every year we've had a group of Lyme recoveries that join us. And, you know, we do this trip every year, and it's amazing because it takes about 50,000 strokes to get around the lake.
Oh my.
And anyone who has started this journey with us couldn't even begin to think about doing the trip. But it's amazing once you get to a certain point, the longevity you have and the people that do this trip, they tend to invite someone else that hasn't been on this path. And ironically, every year we do the trip, about half the people finish, and it's always the people that had the Lyme disease. So, you know, I believe when you get to the other side of a chronic illness like this, your ability to work through things is at a whole nother level beyond what you were able to do before, or people that maybe haven't gone through this are able to do. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it must be really something to see from your end there.
Well, oh, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love to share it, and I'm grateful to have the opportunity to be a conduit for the message. AmpCoil.com is where people can go. Aaron, is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience or at?
Yeah, I'll throw a little humor into this. We will not be beat by a bug.
There you go.
Yeah. And this is just, it's super exciting times with all the craziness going on in the world. I like to think that we are that beacon of light. And, you know, when people start using this, you can let your shine through and, you know, affect everybody positively around you. And I'm just blessed to be here and honored to be on your show and, you know, see the effects that it gets to happen in the world. So this is what gets me excited each day, and we're just getting started.
That's great. Well, Aaron, I want to thank you. The AmpCoil has played an integral role in my own healing journey, and I will continue to use it and share it and tell everybody about it. And thank you for your efforts to making it come to fruition. And I appreciate you taking the time today to speak with me and letting the audience come along for the ride. For the listeners out there, always grateful for your listening. I hope you enjoyed this. If you know someone that is struggling with something that they just can't seem to figure out, please share this episode with them and have them go to AmpCoil.com and just check it out and see if it's the right fit. Call them up. You'll be able to talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about and just seeing if they can make it work. And if you're in the Central Maryland area and you want a demonstration, contact me and I will see if I could set that up for you.
You're in Southern California, I will personally take care of you. I'm in Newport Beach in Southern California.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for that offer. I hope everybody enjoyed, and I hope you all have a great day.